You know, we stay jerking over here on our end. Bum, 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 bum. 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 Keep bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. I'm from the city of the killers, jackers and dope dealers. Mind be on the profit, just me and my niggas. Southside rider, price got higher. It's just supply and demand, we got buyers. I be on my other shit, stack it just to flip it with my gutter chick. Pocket chains, foolish how we doing it. Living how we want it, yeah, now who the bitch? Jerk King, bitch, it's my way. Straight shot, keep cool or blow a bull, find ya. Lifestyle, I do, you know I can't hide ya. I just wanna get fly and keep it in style. Like,
keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking. Keep it jerking. They can't jerk like me.
I'm from the struggle with the muscle. House of eyes with the hustle. Take a dream and watch it double. Hook work like Bonnie Rubble. Original from the gold. Like that uncut flow. From years of endo, outdo, and hydro. I'm zoning right now and I ain't fucking coming down. Holla at my plug just to bust a couple pounds. Shit, let's put it in the air. Fuck the neighbors, we don't care. Ain't it all black with the white shirt? I took it back on them. Stack after stack, Mr. Racked up on them. I be sliding through the hood, head high, I'm feeling good. Money in the pocket like a 350 rocket. Tail end, stay rocking, got the product they be shopping.
Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
Jerkin', they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking.
They can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Keep it jerking,
they can't jerk like me. Keep it jerking, they can't jerk like me.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo.
Why this nigga talking like he been at?
We know who you really are. You ain't never seen it. You can say I'm on one of my mind. I just do not fuck with you. Don't got time. Better keep it player, yeah. Fuck it, man, I hate it, yeah. You must think I'm loco. Can't you sense destruction, yeah? I've been on my chill shit. Catch my vibe. Don't let me tell these niggas get shit right. Keep it 100K is all I ask. You don't, we on your ass. Get a pass, my foot stay on the gas. That blow up gon' get you in trouble. Ain't no need to lie, bitch, save it for your mother.
Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? You ain't low up, we all know that. Oh, low up, we all know that. Hey, low up, we all know that. Hey, yo. Why you think he got it when we know that he ain't got it? Why you think he got it?
Pop the clutch, so I'm working. Keep that blow up, we don't want it. Buy a bottle, y'all can pour it. Bought some greenie, y'all can roll it. Yeah, we on it, man. And we know that ain't you. I'm used to making moves. We was doing it back in school. Yeah, we on it, man. Femo Nation be the crew. Elevation, levitation, something I've been on since the youth. Yeah, we on it, man. Start calling me the goose.
shells from the shoot. I ain't playing about my loot. People think I'm making sweet. From they shoulders to they boot. Making moves is what I do. 100K and that's the truth. You can't do it like I do. You ain't got it like I do. Hear me out, hear me out. Get that blow up out of you.
Why you think he got it?
What's facilitating, man? Y'all already know it's the Mister, baby. King 1033 Seth C, that's me.
And this is Famo Nation Forever, right here, jerking on the Chop On It Radio Network system. You dig? That's the system, man. We gonna get it in tonight, man. We got a lot of good music, man. We gonna play for y'all in that jerk mix. Also, tonight, the hot topic, man, one of them, we gotta drop this Black History on y'all, man. You know, we used to do a moment in history segment. I used to read from actual slave letters, you know what I mean? And we'd read them on air, and we'd discuss them and talk about them, man. And a lot of people want that history segment, the moment in history, to come back, right? So a lot of people been, you know, been talking to them, hey, what would you like to hear? You know, is it something that we was doing that you want to bring back? And some people out there that want to hear the history, man, and we love doing the history. So we definitely bring in the Black history back as well as world history, man, and just history in general, you dig? We're going to cover Black history, but we're going to cover a little bit of all as well, man. So make sure y'all stay tuned in, stay rocking with us for that. Big salute and big shouts out, man, to everybody out there that be jerking with us, that be hitting that link, replaying the shows, listening to us online. Hey, salute, man. Appreciate all y'all, man. Y'all keep helping us reach more and more, further and further on a consistent basis, and we appreciate y'all. Y'all jerking, man. So gotta bring in Big Mike before we get ready, man. Big Mike, what's going on with it?
Hey, man, I'm in, man.
Just like that. Big Mike, man, we gotta listen to something, man, to set our mood right real quick. Man, we got to listen to a couple songs that set our mood right before we dive into this Black history and the open chop form, man. What you think?
Hey, man, this sound good to me.
Man, that's what we gonna do, man. You got Big Mike on live, man. So, hey, check this out. If you ain't got your smoke stuff ready yet, go ahead and get it ready. If you ain't pulled your drink up, go ahead and pull your drink up. If you don't do none of that shit, then just sit back and chill for a minute, because after this, we're going to come back, man. We're going to get off into this.
Smoking on that ganja.
Drop down.
Smoking on this weed. Smoking on that fire. Smoking all this weed. Smoking on that ganja.
Drop down.
Smoking on this weed. Smoking on that fire.
Just for the fat nut. jug up out the jar. The next thing I need to do is find me a cigar. I just came back from the store, it's in the car. My mind playing tricks already, I'm up to par. Though I guess I'm trying to smoke. Man, it's been a long day. I guess I can't complain, cause all day I've been able to smoke on some Mary Jane. Some people can't do this, but I can. You ever see a nigga get money while getting high, man? I know, right? Shit is so cliche, but really we be on the shit to be beyond replay. The smoke be in the air, the buzz be in a sweet state. Road to perfection, trying to count these tonnage before we start another session. Lil' mama's just text, man, I'm tired of a text. And told her call her real chill, cause them texts, they be reckless. She be on some mother, but I be on this doja. And I know she gon' be on me before it's over.
I'm smoking all this weed. Smoking all that ganja.
I'm
smoking all this weed. I'm smoking all that fire. I'm smoking all this weed. Smoking on that ganja. Smoking on this weed. Smoking on that fire.
The best weed come from Cali or is it Texas? Or maybe Colorado, I don't know, I just inhale it. The best way to find out is once they get to smelling. I know you smell it on me, sour or a little melon. That skunk smell will wake you up out of deep sleep. I'll put you right back down if you get it from me. I used to hit dispensaries, then hit the streets. Somebody told me how to grow, now my tree is free. 250 for the Z, just be discreet. Come to me and place your order, same way you eat. Instead of saying out the name, say a number three. A number two or number one, it don't matter to me. As long as you got the dough, it's COD. But don't get it down the street, cause he owe me. And he been ducking for a minute by the whole week. I see him, I'ma fire him up like a whole piece.
I'm smoking all this weed. Smoking on that ganja. I'm smoking on this weed. I'm smoking on that fire. I'm smoking on this weed. Smoking on this weed. Smoking on that fire.
Wichita, Kansas, man, stand up. Big shout out to Relly, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. We sliding that one over into the classic list, man. That's right. That's another 316 song, man, into the classic list. Big shout out to Relly, man. Hey, enjoy working with him, man. Been connected in ever since we did plug in. Been connected in ever since you did. Stay rocking with us, man. Stay showing us support. Stay showing him support, man. Very, very solid, solid brother right there, man. Big shouts out to him, man. We got you over this way. You already know how we do it, man. But we got to go ahead and get into it, man. We going to come back at you.
Yeah. Young Jazzy official. Real street nigga shit right here, homie. Struggling strain. Rags to riches. Claiming fame. Shout out to my brother, man, for holding me down.
Man, I'm out on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you've been through the struggle, then you feel my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame.
Man, I'm out on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you've been through the struggle, then you know my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I still have a business of my claim to fame.
Man, I'm giving it all that I got. Even though life's been a struggle trying to make it to the top. I know a lot of cats in these streets with dreams, but most of them never seem to make it off the block. That's why I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. I can't stop grinding, man, cause I can't seem to let my dreams die in vain. All of my life, I've been dealing with these ghetto pains. So I guess you could say I'm a product of the ghetto, cause in the streets, that's where I learned to survive. I push aside the hurt from the pain and then endure through the struggle and strain and just drive with my eyes on the mark when I strive for the prize. Each and every day I'm up before the sunrise, patiently awaiting my time to shine, cause I know the cross between love and hate's a thin line. You can hate if you want, I'ma just keep trying. Jealous motherfuckers can't stop my sign. I came up living by the cold of the streets, that's why you never see me with my head in the feet. It's a picture I'm the judge ever in general, in a literal sense, and a slice of a tense. Italy, you're hanging in suspense and wondering where it all went.
Man, I'm out here on the grind and I'm still going hard, even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars, beat the reason why I'm dropping these bars. If you've been through the struggle, then you feel my pain. I got a loss to lose and way more to gain. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame. Man, I'm out here on the grind and I'm still going hard, even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars, beat the reason why I'm dropping these bars. If you've been through the struggle, then you know my pain. I got a loss to lose and way more to gain.
We done been through most of the shit that I have. You wouldn't understand why I live on the gap. For years, man, I know my mama had it bad. Coming up without my pops, man, it made me mad. So I was gifted in rebellion and hell, yeah. Every corner turned, I could feel death trailing. R.I.P. to all the dreams like the rest in the street. And now I pray to God I'm still standing on my feet. Shout out to all the ones still holding me down, cause I know a lot of people straight counting me out. And when a nigga down and out, guarantee, man, ain't nobody else around to be found. I'm a whole damn track like a sprinter. Since day one, boy, I always been a winner. Ain't never been a beginner, born a brother, go get her. Yeah, you better ask somebody, my nigga. Why you think I'm out here on the ground and I'm still going hard? Even though my whole damn life is scarred. I came up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars. Been through the struggle, man, you feel my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think I'm out here still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame.
Man, I'm out here on the ground and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you been through the struggle, then you feel my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame.
But I'm out on the grind and I'm still going hard. Even though my whole damn life is scarred. Coming up from a broken home and I left behind bars. Be the reason why I'm dropping these bars.
If you've been through the struggle, then you know my pain. I got a lot to lose and way more to gain. Why you think a nigga still grinding, man? Cause I'm still having visions of my claim to fame.
Real
Jack the Official on my own 10, Famo Nation, man. Jerk King's Silent Night. Big shout out to Famo, man. You already know we sliding that one over into the classic list, and we getting ready to slide that So Easy in, man, because we in the vibe right now. It's that Jag, man, that Jag the Official, man. My Famo featuring YL Dallas. My Famo, man, So Easy. Famo Nation. I'm on 10, brain gang. We too jerking around this thing. Let's get it.
Nothing come easy. I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy. Didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
Sometimes I gotta pour a little lean in my cup, twist up, and take a couple shots to get fucked up. Cause the things I've been dealing with lately is enough to drive some people crazy. It's still amazing, even in the face of defeat, I managed to rise to my feet. Though born to lose, see, I was raised to win. So why is you trying to compete? They plotted my fault knowing all that I've been through. But my family was praying I pulled through. And yeah, I did it going in like it's first time. That's why you can't stop mine. Had to cut a few ties and take a few losses. Didn't give up, but learn to move cautious. Bitches be fake and niggas be false. You gotta look eight. Now all of them saucy. Nigga, I got to have mine. But it's been time, so I press grind. Turning up the heat, burning up the streets like it's summertime. I'm so cold that I freeze time. I ain't take nothing like 50 cents, but I take nine. I cook now, when I flip mine, I'ma get rich, I'ma
that
die trying.
I get it all on my own,
all on my own.
Ain't that shit I was born to be on. Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street. Survival made the hustle in me.
broke. From the bottom world ain't no joke. No man of the house, so my mom's how to play both roles. Cooking dinner and coke, so it is what it is. Can't say it didn't hurt. Now I'm out here in these streets with the word. Cause I was born here and I'm on my way to a cell. From out here trying to get it out the mud. In these streets ain't no love or no honor. Put that on my mama, I stay with that llama. If niggas won't drama, my mission is timeless. Cross me and I promise you gon' make me turn into Osama. Cause I'm a beast like a beast when it's time to eat. And a damn thing free when you in the streets. You niggas be screaming about you got the gas. But moving too slow so your ass get past. I'm working and putting it overtime. Running full speed as I'm taking the lead. Passing you lanes in overdrive. Cause I've been at this shit right here all my life. Keep that Trojan man for protection. Smith & Wesson when I'm flexing. You don't really want me to show up and show out. Cause it ain't gonna be no contestant.
I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Born to be on.
Nothing come easy. I didn't ask for the street.
For the street.
Survival made the hustle in me.
Nothing come easy.
I get it all on my own.
All on my own.
That shit I was born to be on.
Born to be on.
Nothing come easy. Didn't ask for the street.
Survival
made the hustle in me.
Straight like that, man. Big shout out to my fellows on that one right there, man. Definitely sliding that one over to the class of these two, man. Forever be heard right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio, man. Big Mike, man, let me get your opinion, man. What you think about that last track right there? That's so easy.
Bro, that was all right right there.
Straight up. That's for sure.
That was all right.
Yeah, that's one from the Femos, man, a part of the nation as well. Both of them, man, do they thing, man. Got music out there. I know you can go stream. Y'all can go check out Wire Ballad Music and on all streaming platforms. Go check them out. I know Jag the Official Femo got some things. It works, man. It's gonna be real good. A lot of people gonna be able to enjoy and be able to, you know, check it out. So y'all stay tuned for that, man. I'm gonna let him tell it whenever it's time to it. But big shouts out to Jag, man. A lot of blessings. It's falling down on a lot of people, man, that have planted a lot of good seeds out there, man. There's a lot of things that's bearing fruit. But Big Mike, man, we're gonna chop on this Black History, man, that we got, man, and we gotta talk about Reese and Taylor, man. Like I always say, you know, when it comes to Black History, we've always done a moment in history segments here on Chop on the Radio, and we do it all year long. You know, it don't never be just around Black History Month or things like that, man. We used to, and we getting back to it. We do it all year round, no matter what time of year it is and nothing like that. Because I feel like I feel like when it comes to our Black history, if we not really expanding and telling more and more about different figures in Black history that did certain things and we just being repetitive and year in and year out, we still talking about the same people in history, the same starting five. Then that right there is not gonna work, man. That's us hindering the next generations from really caring about the other people in the history of our Black culture. We always talk about the same people. I know I had made reference to, you know, the Martin Luther King here. Martin Luther King, you know, Jr. got a building here, got a street here, all that good stuff, get funding. The old building, you know what I mean, is being redone. Very nice building. Very, you know, looks real good. The police be up there more than anything. But, and it ain't a knock to nobody, it's just the truth. But at the same time, where that old Martin Luther King Center was, that used to be the Black Library here. And the history behind that is it was three Black women who started the first Black library, the first African-American library here in Muskogee, so that the Black residents here in Muskogee could be able to have access to a library. And that library started out in one location, then it ended up moving to the location where the Martin Luther King Center is now. And before they remodeled it, the building that was there, that's where it was. So today in 2023 here in Muskogee, we have never had a parade. We have never had just a all-out going ceremony for those group of women who did that. But we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Like I said, he got a building, he's got a road, we do parades and we do all these things. And that's all good and fine and dandy, no problem. no problem. But the only problem with that, too, though, is that you have people in your own community that don't know the history of their community. You have generations coming up that start out as youths and turn into young adults and then grown adults, and they don't know their own history of their own people right here in the city that they from, right? Or they don't know their history about anybody else in Black history outside of the ones that the curriculum, because when you go to school, you know, you only learn about certain ones. So in life, people only talk about them certain ones. And it's kind of like a hindrance, man, from getting our people in the next generation, even us adults, man, to start learning more history about our people and finding out some of the things that they endured, that they went through, the price and sacrifices they made, because we always say our ancestors died for us to vote and died for us to do these things. But we never talk about what a lot of other people's ancestors that's in our culture, the Black culture, they died for a lot of things too. They died for a lot of things too, standing up for a lot of reasons. Okay, are we just going to keep overlooking these people's stories? Are we going to not tell these people's stories? Are we not going to discuss these people's stories? Just because of Martin, Malcolm, Rosa, Frederick, starting five, it's always Malcolm, Martin, Rosa, Harriet, and Frederick. You know what I mean? Them is the only Black people in history they want y'all to know about out there. They don't want you to know about nobody else in Black history except for them. You know, they ain't going to tell you about nothing else but them right there, man. And that keeps you locked in. It keeps our people, like, in a cage, you know what I mean, when it comes to the mind. Because a lot of people won't care about what's outside of that. Big Mike, how do you feel, man, when it comes to the Black history, man, and from what you known and seen in your time and in your journey about what's being taught to the next generation? Do you see that as, you know, it's cool, you know, they're doing their part, or you see that as kind of as, you know what I mean, like it's time to kind of add something with it? What's your take on it? You on there, Big Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just want to get your take on that. Like, how do you feel about when it comes to Black history? Do you feel like when we teach them Black history, even in the school system too, is it doing pretty cool? Or do you think it's at a point in time now to where they got, you know, we need to start adding in other people from Black history into the equation as well? Or what's your take on that as far as in the history and the amount of Black history that we getting taught?
Well, it's just it was just like you said the other day, they only want us focused on these, you know, certain people, two or three people, when it was, man, maybe thousands, maybe over thousands of people who started this movement, who made a difference, and we never get taught about them. So I would think our Black history, it's just watered down, man. They want to teach what they want to teach us.
Dig that. It's what we going to do, man. We got a one that we're going to get into. We're going to, you know, tell a story, man. And if anybody that want to go check this out, you can go to theblackpast.org and you can go pull it up with Reese Taylor. You know what I mean? She was born in 1919, died in 2017. Right. And a lot of people never, you know, talk about her. You know, they don't ever put a story out there for people or nothing like that. So I'm going to break down there. I'm going to read this report and then we're going to chop on it. I'm going to get your thoughts on it. You cool with that?
Yeah.
All right. Let's get it, man. So this is Reese Taylor, man. Y'all can go check her out. R-E-C-Y. And then Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, you dig? Reese Taylor, an African-American woman who grew up as a sharecropper in Abbeville, Alabama, right? She was raped on September 3rd, 1944, by six white men. Her refusal to remain silent after her rape brought attention to the sexual abuse of African-American women in the Jim Crow South. Born on December 31st, 1919, to Benny and Alma Corbett, Reese Taylor was the oldest of seven children. At the age of 17, her mother died, and she had to care for her younger siblings. At that time of the attack, she and her husband, Willie Guy Taylor, had a three-year-old daughter, Joyce. On the evening of September 3rd, 1944, Reese Taylor was walking home from Rock Hill Holiness Church with a friend and her son. During a two-mile walk home, they were stopped by men in a green Chevrolet truck. The men forced Taylor into their vehicle at gunpoint, blindfolded her, and drove her to the middle of a forest where they each raped her. After the rape, they brought her to the edge of town and left her there. After her father found her, they both went to 3 Points to the police station, where Reese told the sheriff that George H. Gable and told him what happened that night. After describing the vehicle, the sheriff was able to locate his owner, Hugo Wilson. Wilson was brought to the sheriff's office, and Taylor identified him as one of her attackers. Although Wilson named the other men involved, he insisted that there had been no rape because they paid Reese Taylor for sex. He was not arrested. In an effort to intimidate Taylor, her house was firebombed, forcing her family to move in with her father and siblings. As news spread of Taylor's attack, she received support from the black community, including newspaper, civil rights organizations. The NAACP responded by sending Rosa Parks, who later inspired the Montgomery boycott, right, to investigate. So the NAACP sent Rosa Parks in to investigate. So Parks interviewed Taylor twice, despite the sheriff's threat to jail her if she returned to Abbeville, right? We're talking about threats to jail Rosa Parks. So responding to the pressure brought by the NAACP, a grand jury was convened in Nyheri County on October 3rd and 4th, but the six men accused of rape, Hugo Wilson, Herbert Lovett, Dillard York, Robert Gable, Joe Culpepper, and Luther Lee were not indicted. Esther Cooper Jackson, an activist with the Southern Negro Youth Congress, the SNYC, in Brigham Young, Alabama, also helped bring attention to the case. With the help of the press from people all over the country, became involved, petitioning Alabama Governor Chauncey Sparks to hold another grand jury. The second grand jury hearing was convened on February 14, 1945, but it also resulted in no indictments. The brutal rape left Taylor unable to have additional children. She and her husband eventually separated in the 1960s, shortly before his death. Taylor continued sharecropping in Abbeville until she moved to Florida in 1965. Her only child, Joyce, died in a car accident in 1967. So although she failed to receive justice in 1944 and 1945, her courage in speaking out against her rapist encouraged other black women who had been sexually abused to report the incidents, and her actions helped inspire others in Alabama and across the South to speak out against racial discrimination. In 2011, the Alabama legislature passed a resolution giving Reese Taylor an official apology. Reese Taylor died on December 28, 2017 in Abbeville, Alabama at the age of 97. She was known for her humor, her love of church, and for her singing. Reese Taylor, born 1919, passed away, man, 2017. Now, that's her story there, man. And I've been wanting to get that story out there, too, because not only is, you know, she's, to me, powerful piece of our black history, but that right there, what it said, having the power to speak out, you know what I mean, the courage to speak out, and because she was raped, and then being white men at the time frame, that took a lot of courage, that took a lot of guts, that took a lot of, you know what I mean, wanting to see justice get done for a wrong, you know what I mean, and no back down. So, and then to have inspired a lot of other black women to start speaking out against those type of sexually abused situations and things like that is very powerful, right? Big Mike, what you think about it? Reese Taylor and her history. But the crazy thing to me, no indictments. Nobody ever got indicted.
That's how it was back then, man. They didn't want a black person. I just wanted to know. I want to know why they picked them race of people, like, to fuck with when there was so many other race of people.
Right.
It was other race of people on the earth. Like, why they just choose this one race of people to fuck with? Like, we special,
right,
dog.
Right.
We can go back on the history. We special.
Right. And see, that's the thing. I'm like you, too. Out of everybody out there, you know what I mean? That's who they pick. That's who they pick,
yeah,
almost every single time, almost.
That's crazy, bro.
And
like,
if you think about it, when it comes to the law enforcement, if you come to the law enforcement, that part there, she went to the law enforcement, right? She reported it. They found the truck. They identified the guy. He even, you know what I mean? He, you know, even gave up a little bit of the information, right?
Mm-hmm.
No indictment. Now, you think about it now. Excuse me. You got all these high profile rape cases that's been going on. Your R. Kelly's, your Epstein's, all these people with these sexual crimes, and you know if they did it or didn't do it, whatever. All these people been in the news and this. Think about how many Reese Taylors have been going on ever since then, that they have swept the cases under the rug, that they have made sure, and it's already been proven that when it comes to the media outlet, I call it old media because that's what it is, when it comes to old media, they don't show missing black people or black women, black kids, or black men, or even when they die, unless it got like gang-involved activity or something like this, versus what they do for Caucasian race. So it's just crazy to know that even then, they had the evidence, they had the people, but no indictment. And think about how many times it has went on from there until now, to where they women have went to them for help or went to them and told them they've been raped, is sexually abused, and people been pushed them away, didn't believe them, or because the man said, "Well, nah, I paid her for that shit." You know what I mean? You got some dirty law enforcement out there, man.
Yep.
You got some dirty people out there, and they ain't the only ones, you know, all the way up to the judges. You got some crooked people out there, and you got some people who hearts ain't right. So, man, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It just make you think, because right now, today, shit like that go on.
Like, I look at it like this, you know, if I, this is just me talking, you know, if I was out there when George Floyd was getting done like that, it'd have been two dead niggas.
Yeah.
I'm not finna watch nothing like that, bro. I'm not finna watch nothing like that. I don't care about when it comes to stuff like that. I don't care about my life then. So you just gonna have to kill us both, my nigga. But you ain't finna just do this nigga like this.
Right. Right.
See, when you stand up, when you stand up, it makes a difference.
Yeah,
it was more people pulling out phones, taping it, instead of help the man. Man, they couldn't have killed all of us.
But you see how they got us.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I used to work at this is like before I came here. I used to work at the Jewish temple up in Texas. And a police told me, bro, because we had polices, you know, they had real polices. They want polices up there to carry their shit. So it was guys our age, you know what I'm saying? You could connect. They just was laws. That's all. They were just police, but these niggas was cool. You know what I'm saying? On the outside of that, they smoked cigars, drank liquor, all that shit. These regular guys, they just polices. So the nigga tell me, he said, man, it's some apartments over here in the white neighborhood. Well, I don't even call them white no more, bro. I'm learning to stop calling them white. because when you call them white, that mean that like switch it when they call us niggas. It's offensive. So I say Europeans. I call them what they is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So the Europeans, yeah. They it's some apartments over here with all the rich homes at. And in these apartments, he said it wasn't nothing but crime, and you know they sell drugs and all that. He said you would think in your mind that they would go outside of them apartments and commit crimes because look at all these big rich. He said Mike, they had a windows open and let you see their big screen. They got their garage open where you can see they two or three motorcycles in there. He said, you would think if you were a thief and you is a person of crime, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't that's the target shit that you want?
Right.
Like, that's the shit you want. You can go sell that. But he said, Europeans have got us so conditioned that they know in their mind, you better not go fucking with that European shit.
Yeah, really
see, they got us conditioned, bro. Like even with the police. Yeah. Notice everybody crunk. Yeah, everybody crunk. You fighting like a motherfucker before them laws get there. Soon as the laws get there, everything over.
Mm-hmm.
That's called condition. Mm-hmm. You are conditioned. They stand there, you know, when they be riding and all that, they stand there in that line. Why them niggas just go on and just knock them niggas down? Like, why they standing on and chunking rocks and shit at the folks? And all that, nigga, that ain't doing nothing. They got shields. Go knock that motherfucker out. No, because you conditioned. You condition in your mind that you know you better not get close to that motherfucker where he can grab you. So that's what happens in the black community that we don't even know. These folks have already know your mindset. They know how you will adjust yourself to certain laws, and that's why it's lingered in certain areas. You know, don't pull people over in this area. You know, them good folks over there. You know, but you'll come to the black neighborhood and put European cops in a black neighborhood like they know a black neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's singling you out right there. Why we ain't got the black laws come over here? Oh, only the black laws come when they want to, you know, brush the trouble down. He supposed to be, you know, super saber cop type shit to keep the niggas down. Right. Okay, okay, y'all chill out.
Mm-hmm.
See, they did a statistic. They did a statistic when Rodney King got beaten. And they said it was more the people who were riding and all that. It was more intellect and students, college students and stuff like that. It wasn't thugs. It wasn't that. It were more people of sense that was doing that. And they say, how that's why they didn't kill none of them. Because they was good people doing it. They weren't thugs. They seen this man get beat on TV. They had it filmed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we acted accordingly. We burned things. We were mad. Man, hell no. Y'all ain't gonna... Man, it's on film. Y'all ain't gonna lock them up?
Right.
So this has been going on for years. This has been going on for years. So now, this is what happened. When they had all them motherfucking educated people riding and doing all that riding and shit, they was like, how do we stop that? That can't happen again. So they went and changed the music. Niggas wasn't calling women bitches back then. Niggas wasn't talking about shooting folks back then. You had more of a knowledge. Like you had Public Enemy. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you had more people that were pushing a message to saying, fight against this system.
Exactly.
This system is oppressing us.
Mm-hmm.
So we had educated. Instead of strip clubs and all that, you were going to go hear Malcolm speak. You were going to hear Farrakhan speak. You were spending your money on that shit. It was more people gaining knowledge. They wanted knowledge. They didn't want the club. They didn't want the bureau. They didn't want that shit. See, that shit was back then, back there, too. But see, what they did is change the music. They changed the music and didn't give you no message, and now they gave you this. Now, think about it. Back then, we had Fight the Power. You had Public Enemy. You had our self-destruction. You had it for self-destruction. They was warning us. So they changed the music, put a bag over their head, said, man, y'all got to stop rapping like that. That's why you got Carmen. He can't, like these dudes that's trying to push this message, they not getting more popular. They not getting more views and all that on screen because they not trying to push the wake up niggas. They need you niggas to be dumb, fine, and stupid.
That's real.
We don't need no more Malcolms, nigga. We get a bunch of Malcolms and Martins and all them folks that they trying to teach us about. If we get a bunch of them with the type of niggas we is, nigga, we'll turn this bitch upside down. And that's where they don't want us at. Now I ain't going to take too much of time up, but this how they did it. They switched the music. Now this is how it happened. Back then they did King. They beat him half to death. So we acted properly. So that what they did changed them. Now let's go back then. From then that happened, they rioted. They did something. Now go to the music of today. Go to the music of the day, how they switched it. Eric Gardner and George Floyd get choked out in front of everybody, and the number one song on radio is Like a Lollipop, and nobody do nothing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They changed the music. They gave you what you wanted. Tupac said it best. He said, mama, they gave me what I wanted to destroy myself.
Yeah.
So first, people got to wake up, get some knowledge. Don't be no dumb motherfucker that ain't nobody tell me nothing and all that. Okay, you'll be one of the ones.
Yep.
When they try to push this chip on everybody to get in your motherfucking hand, because you can Google that up right now, over there in Europe and all them states and shit, nigga, they starting their car with their hand. They don't got no keys. See, I've been telling people, I say, man, y'all blind, y'all lost. They know who's asleep. We asleep. Now, listen to this, Famo. He said they was gonna try to put the chip, I mean, you know, the sign in your forehead or your hand, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Now watch this.
Or your hand part. Yeah.
We already getting trained for that right now. And you don't know it. And I'm finna tell the world right now. I'm finna tell everybody so they can know. What you do with your phone? Yeah. Where your phone always at? In your hand or your head? Let somebody lose their phone, they go crazy. Listen, you done already been trained to not even know numbers no more. Back then, we could spit out a number and say, hey, man, what's them 7 digits? Oh, it's 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 9, 27. We could spit numbers out. Now, you don't know numbers. You don't know numbers no more. All you know is name. Oh, that's my boy. Dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Dumbfounded, already working on you. Now watch this.
their fucking watch. That everybody wants their watch. Talk on it. So let me talk on my watch. Mm-hmm. Ain't this on your hand? Ain't this on your hand?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ain't this on your wrist? Look, look, watch this. Watch this.
See, hey, look, they,
man, you can
go
pay.
Ahead, go ahead.
You can pay. You can pay with the Apple Watch. You don't got to pull out your motherfucking cards no more, nigga. You can just put that bitch up to the counter and say, beep, and walk out. You're getting trained.
Now, see, this is where that paying attention to things come in at, because, you know, when they had them technology conventions, they had it to where they was coming out where, just like what you were saying with the watch, shit, you're going to be able to do that shit with your hand.
Come on, my nigga. You getting
trained. Exactly what you was talking about.
You're
going to
get getting trained.
The technology convention. That you can do that shit with your hand. All you do is walk up to, say, like you would say, you walk up to the pop machine, wave your hand, that shit going to read you.
Now,
and boom.
Now, watch
pop
this.
Pop out your pop.
This is what they ain't looking at. Now, what that look like, what that trick look like, this is what it look like.
Come on.
It look convenient. It look convenient and easy.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting set up. You better wake up.
I'll be checking them technology conventions out, man, because what you said, it hit me. I was like, damn, they did show one of them, and they even got a phone. They got a phone where, like, you snap one piece in your ear or something, and then that's it. Like, you can even dial on your arm. You feel me?
You can dial
a number on your arm, on your forearm.
Now watch this. This is how they going to get a lot of Americans to take it. They going to hit your finances, because that's all we care about. The bank.
Yep.
All we care about is the bag. Oh, all Americans care about is the bag. That's why you got other people from other countries can come here and get rich.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Over there in their country, nigga, it's raggedy. They got TPs. They ain't got running water. But they'll come over here and make a fortune. Because why? America only care about the bag. They idol worshipers. They don't want to own nothing. There's a lot of people down there that don't want to own nothing, so we can go down there and just get rich. It's just like cattle. That's why back in history, they branded them to let you know who they belong to. That's my nigga.
That's real. Yeah.
So instead of them branding people now they ain't branding people now. They knew that we ain't gonna, them ain't them type of niggas. We can't, they ain't gonna let us burn them. Them ain't them type. We gotta be smart. These are smart niggas, because they going to college now. They going to college. They doing stuff that the mother niggas wasn't doing. They done got a little smart, so we gotta get a little smart. So we gonna turn a brand into an Apple Watch.
Right.
An NBA contract. Look, an NBA contract. An NFL contract. A music industry contract. We're going to turn the brand into that, because we know they want success. See, they done did a lot of study, bro.
Yeah.
And people just running to it, signing shit, don't know what the fuck, all you care about, ooh, nigga, you said all that, they gonna get me. Yeah, it come with a prize, though, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It come with a prize.
Yeah, it sure do. It sure do.
They already know half of the world is asleep.
Yep.
You're walking around like walking zombies. All you do is do the same routine every day. You go to work. If you got a job, you know, you go to work, do your 8, come home, physical home for the kids, take your bath, go to bed, get ready to go to work in the morning. And then that's a routine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a routine.
And the motherfucker that ain't got nothing to do, how you doing? Smoking drugs, lying all motherfucking day, ain't shit going for you, and then you're doing that shit every day. That's like a routine. That's a zombie.
Zombie, man.
Now, the only reason the difference between us and the history, them niggas was smart, bro. They had more courage to say, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I ain't eating that shit. They had enough courage to say no. And this generation, they don't say no. They say, how long do I got to do it? You see what I'm saying? They coming up with questions. Do I gotta do all of it? What the fuck you mean? Do you gotta do all of it? Don't do it at all. What the fuck? So they just, we gotta wake up. We gotta wake this black history.
We gotta wake up.
We gotta push this black history. We gotta keep pushing and say, hey Malcolm was a good dude. Martin was a good dude, and the lady, Rosa Parks, was a good woman. But it's a lot of motherfuckers that you don't know about.
Exactly.
People want to say, people want to say, what's that nigga that said they trying to say that invented the light? That's Einstein, right?
Benjamin Franklin.
Okay. Yeah, what that nigga. Okay, one of them motherfuckers. Now watch this. Mm-hmm. This is what they erase. They don't want to tell you about the Negro slave that he had in there that told him, nigga, you need to put some metal on the kite and they're going to hit the kite.
Right.
He just out there holding the kite thinking that this lightning is supposed to hit the bitch. He said, nigga, put some metal on that motherfucker. They erased it. They want you to make you think he made that up.
Yeah, and with all they stuff, man, everything that they, but for some reason with them, every time, it's like every time they learn something, they feel like they was the first to do it. You know what I mean? Like, they learned how to make light electricity. Oh, they the first to do it. But it was people way before them that had already, you know, spoke about electricas. You know what I mean? And these type of things.
Yeah.
But Ben Franklin, like you said, Ben Franklin, you know, yeah, he played a role in it. He played a part in it. But the rest of the history tied along with it will be, they wipe out so that you people don't know. And that's how they put the hook.
You don't know. Hey, I'm going to tell you something deeper than that. And I might not should be saying this, but I'm saying this. Because I want people to know, bro. I want people to know for real. Now, watch this. They paint that picture of six. They paint the picture as six being a what? Bad number. Don't fuck with that. Oh, that shit got 666 on it. Now, this how they do it. They got you thinking that number is bad. They got you thinking that number is the devil and all that. See, people don't be reading. It don't say that his number is 666. It say six times six. Add that up, that's his number.
Yeah.
His number ain't 666, you know what I'm saying? But watch this. Look up what the number six means if you see it. It's an information number.
Yeah.
It's an angel number.
If I
don't want you to know this, if I don't want you to know this, what I'm going to say? Hey, man, that's the devil number. Don't fuck with that. You don't even tell other people, hey, put that down. That's the devil number.
Yeah.
And look what you're doing. You're keeping people from knowledge.
There it is. And what they say and what I have found out, too, about that, man, is that, you know what I mean, for, you know, short time, lack of better words, but that's sometimes, you know what I mean, you got your angels, man, you got your guardian angels, and when you see that, that's like, it's supposed to be like a sign to you, it's something, you know what I mean, either message coming
they
to you,
speaking to
or
you.
A sign or stuff
they
like that, yeah, they speaking to you. Because them is like you said, them is them and the angel numbers, man. And it, like you said, if you keep that knowledge away from people, people don't know. But you, man, that right there, that hit hard because I don't think a lot of people know that.
He say my people gonna perish for the lack of knowledge.
Knowledge. Yeah.
Don't mean the knowledge not there.
We gotta put a post on Facebook, man. And just see, man. You gotta put one. I put one too, man. Just see because I'm like you, man. I don't think a lot of people really understand the real meaning of that. And you put it out there perfectly because if that's what it means, and if you on the other side, why would you want to make them think that is bad? Put it down. Don't look at
exactly.
it. Don't mess with it. Don't touch it. Get away from
now
it.
Now watch
ignore
this. I'm gonna tell you how I know it's good. Now watch this. And America didn't even peep it. They try to say the nigga was crazy. Why Drake named one of his albums the Sixth Album?
Yeah.
Now you probably think, ah, that nigga down there Illuminati shit. See, he mislead. It's called deception. Mm-hmm. Deception. Mislead the people. You know what I'm saying? They make them think something is something else.
Mm-hmm.
So you would never go look at it. You'll be sitting up there judging that nigga, talking about that nigga the devil, that nigga the devil. Nah, that nigga awoke, nigga. And he know what he doing.
Mm-hmm.
He trying to let you know, but he can't let you know like we letting y'all know on his radio. See, he can't do that because he got a contract. So he got to put it in code. See, I done learned these rappers now. Some of these niggas ain't bad. Niggas just got their name on their contract.
Yeah.
And they know that contract is evil. That whole business is evil. They know that. So they put out the music in codes because they don't want to end up like Tupac. They don't want to end up like Biggie. They don't want to end up like all these people that try to express the truth and they came up missing. Tell me that. Why everybody that speak the truth, know something about the truth, he come up dead.
Yeah. And you can't say it's a coincidence. It happened too many times. It happened too many times through history, always leading up to today's present time. It happened too many times.
He come up dead. So when we get rid of all the real niggas, see, Tupac spoke about this. Before he died, when we get rid of all the real niggas, who we got to left to teach the generation? Nas X.
Mm-hmm.
You see how they change the faces?
Yeah.
They playing mind games, man. They playing mind games. Man, we
mind
is asleep.
Game.
You got to wake up.
That
you got to wake up, man.
You got to wake up. Turn the light bulb back on, man, for real.
Because
it's a lot of things out there that we, you know, recognize, but we don't recognize because, like you said, the knowledge part, not knowing some of these things. Now, a lot of people, at one point in time, I remember a few years back, everybody was big on finding out these symbols and finding out, you know, certain things about the Freemasons and all of this. And then, you know, you notice how that time... That little wave went by fast because it went from people trying to find out and talking about it, these type of things, to back writing it off as conspiracy theories and this type of stuff. I said, boy, that's how they work. That's how they work when the people was getting on to the knowledge of going in that direction. They threw them hooks out there and steer you.
Like, wait a minute.
Yeah, too many people was on it and around the same time.
This is what they
do.
You know
what I mean?
This is what they do. This is what they do.
Can't have it.
This is what they do, too. When you on that knowledge, everybody on that knowledge. This is what they do. They go find the hard-headed, drug-dealing, crazy-talking motherfucker in the hood and give him some money and tell him, write the song, nigga. Write this song. So so think about this. I tell people this. When Yo Gotti came out, I'm feeling like I'm bulletproof. Nigga, it was so many murders. People were getting killed because they thought they was bulletproof.
Yeah. Yeah. I be speaking about stuff like
this. Nigga got rich. This nigga got rich.
Yeah.
Off y'all listening to his dumb ass.
Saying that. Yeah, saying that.
Feeling
too.
Like I'm bulletproof.
Then,
now, think about
then,
you in the
they
club.
Go out there like.
Let's put it in motion. Now, you in the club. You make a little money. You got a couple stacks on you. You know, you ain't no bad guy, but, you know, you get down. You do your thing. And you hear that song come on. I'm feeling like I'm bulletproof. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
You're going to go looking at everybody. You're going to see the haters. See, that's chanting. That's chanting. See, people don't know when they go to concerts and they do all that and they tell you, everybody put your hands up in the sky.
Yeah.
They want to feel your energy. And everybody do it. Everybody do it. Oh, good. That's chanting. So you're being fooled. You're being controlled. Like a puppet.
Yeah.
Now, before you left this concert, you don't know what you just got in your car with. Cause you don't know what you just did. You came with your home girl, but now your home girl is a whole motherfucking negative energy in your car.
Mm-hmm.
See, people don't be paying attention. They just want to live life and enjoy. I get it. You can live life and enjoy without doing this old weird ass shit that these folks are trying to make us do.
Man.
Jeez.
Because that's hey man, once they get the mind and get the masses moving that way, well we'll say the majority moving that way, the rest of the flock, how they see it, follow. You know what I mean? And that's where we gotta cut it off at. Because as long as everybody keep the majority keep following the same, you know what I mean, keep following the sheep in front of them all the way down to the butcher. See, we got to change that, man. And I believe that now, since a lot of more people do got access to it, like I said, I can remember just a few years ago, everybody was big on the conspiracies, you know what I mean? Finding out the symbols, what this mean, what that mean, and all of this. And then it died out, you know what I mean? Just from what I see. I see on a major scale, just kind of died out. And ain't a whole lot of people just really diving into it like that anymore. And that lets you know that, okay, now that wave been coming back around and you got a lot of people out there that's still searching for the truth, still searching for the knowledge, but you got a lot of people out there that just don't care to search for the truth and search for the knowledge. They already cool with the knowledge that they have, and you know what I mean, what they know now, a lot of people cool with that.
I get it. You know, I was
they
like
so
that.
They so cool. You can tell
like
them the truth or tell them some history. They won't even care.
I was like that until I had to have. This is what you set yourself up for when you approach with knowledge. If you approach with knowledge and somebody trying to give you some knowledge and you disregard it, like you like, man, I don't want to hear that shit. Woo, woo, woo. This is what you set up for yourself. Okay, it's just like God just came to your presence, nigga, and you closed the door in his face. Don't make it simple, just like that.
You never know.
And this ain't gotta be no preacher. This ain't gotta be no nigga on no microphone. It can just be somebody came in your house. Hey, bro, don't do that, bro. Just that simple, right there. And you disregard it. You set yourself up for the failure. Because knowledge ain't got to come to you. Knowledge is power. That's why they were saying knowledge is power. It's a power. It's a source. Yeah. It's an energy. So it don't got to talk to you. It chose to talk to you.
Good.
See, we're in the universe. We're in the universe. And I got some youngsters that I talk to about that, and they done started listening. I say, hey, man, we're in the universe. So you got to go by the universal laws. They say, okay, when I say universal laws, it say don't, the speed limit is 80. You want to go 95. So what you going to be looking for? You shouldn't be mad when they pull you over, right?
Yeah, right.
You should say, damn, man, yeah, I'm in a hurry. Now, this is the difference between a lot of people who got nuts, don't give a damn, and nigga, I done seen them Europeans drive fast in the motherfucker. You're, go right past them.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, man, you going 90 in a 70 mile an hour. And you know what they say? Motherfucker, I'm in a hurry. Don't do what you got to do. Is you going to write your ticket? Because I got a business to be in, man. See, they about business. They about business when they going fast. Some of them just out there being an asshole. But you know what's the difference? They got the money to bag up that ticket.
Right.
And this is what I'm teaching folks right now. When you have a bag, a secure bag, a lot of your pressure that you have in life will leave. Far as like, you know, your tie go bad. Oh, my car messed up. My baby needs some new shoes. You see what I'm saying? That money take care of that. Now, money can't make you happy. Money can't make you happy, but it can get you to the front door.
Mm-hmm.
It can get you to the front door of happiness. Now, it can't make you happy, but it can get you on the lawn of happiness.
Yeah.
You just got to have your mind right. You got to have your mind right. You can't let money control you. You have to control the money. Those are dead spirits in your pocket. All them folks on that damn money is dead. You got spirits in your pocket.
Yep.
And I tell people that. I say, hey, man, y'all got to come out this fucking cloud or whatever the fuck y'all in thinking this shit is this way and all that. You better look at this shit. Because he said, this shit is straight and narrow, my nigga. It don't take no rocket science for this. This straight and narrow, nigga. You know you lying, and you know you a liar. You need to stop fucking lying. I ain't going to believe shit you say. Just tell a nigga straight like that. You got to have some stiffness about you. Because when shit happens, and they get the press in this shit, man, I'm trying to tell you, these motherfuckers who think they got it all together and don't want to listen to no knowledge, don't want to try to go learn no knowledge, man, you're going to be fucked up. When them folks approach your motherfucking house and say, oh, you can't get no stamps, you can't get no food, none of that shit, unless you take this right here, what you going to do? See what I'm saying? We ain't ready for that. We not ready for that, but they already doing this shit in other countries right now as we speak. Tokyo is in the house. China in the house. Nigga, they can't come outside.
A lot of people ain't paying attention to none of this, man. A lot of people ain't paying attention because it's kind of like that. They're saying that that people passed around forever. That out of sight, out of mind. And,
it's happening now.
Yeah, and that right there, just that saying right there, then led to a lot of mixed up mental problems for people because when you say out of sight, out of mind, that's pushing and saying basically if I don't see it, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nigga don't even know what that saying mean. That saying really came from death. That means you dead. Out of sight.
Right.
I can't see you no more. Out of mind.
Right.
That means you ain't in your fucking brain no more. But niggas, you know, niggas put what they want to put on shit and make it like, but they won't go find the truth. Go find the truth about shit.
Right. Right.
I don't want to just be saying, I don't want to just be saying something and I don't know why I'm saying it. I don't want to keep putting this goddamn, we need to do a segment on that about that motherfucking Christmas tree. That Christmas tree ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Shit, Jesus, in the Bible, it don't even say when he was born. It don't got no date. So where the fuck that date come from? They got the whole motherfucking world doing that shit. I had to do some research. I said, man, let me look more deeper into this shit. Man, they said, man, that damn tree that you keep putting up every goddamn year and you leaving that motherfucker up to the next year, said that you already done covered your year for demons to come in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, they're going to burn a hole in a lot of
people. Yep.
Oh man, you've been wondering why it ain't working. Man, I'm going four steps forward. It's like I'm getting nine steps back. Because you done put that bitch ass tree in your house and you don't even know why or what the fuck that shit is and why I'm doing it, why I'm putting this damn lights around this motherfucker and all this shit. What do this symbolize? What the fuck is this shit? See, that's how they get it on you, right there. It just looked pretty. It looked pretty. Put the presents up under there. You know, put the name. If it got something to do with Jesus, why Jesus' name ain't on the presents? Why your kid's name on the presents? Your folks' name on the presents?
Yeah.
It don't got nothing to do with Christianity. It don't got nothing to do with none of that. That's a paganist holiday. And they used to worship sorcery. Witchcraft. They made up them days. They made up Easter. They made up all that shit. Mother's Day. So when you be going to church, now watch this. In Dallas, they got a saying say, oh, you a CEE, what is it called, buddy? CEE member? A ECE member? At church. When they say you only come to church on CMB member. All you come is Christmas, Easter, and Mother's Day. You don't come no other time. This is the mind of people right there. That's the mind of people right there. You ready to do some knowledge on when the shit happened or you trying to find out when the shit happened? Why the fuck wait till the shit happened? Don't you want to be ready when the shit happened?
Exactly. That's what you would think. That's what you would think, man.
That's what you would think. Florida and these fighters just don't jump in no ring, my man. They don't just jump in the ring with a motherfucker. They got to train and get to learn that nigga.
That's real.
So if you don't learn your enemy, how you going to know how to fight when he throw this shit at you?
Right.
That's what they had in Black Wall Street. That's how they had Black Wall Street, man. They had a lot of people on one accord, on the same mindset. No, nigga, we ain't buying that shit. And there was a whole lot of them. Now, when you moving like that, that's power, my nigga. That's power, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm tired. Like I told my people, hey, man, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm seeing that all the time we want to come together is at a motherfucking funeral. I ain't coming to damn one of you niggas' funeral no more. So you better take care of yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell them straight like that, my nigga. Black folks only come together when it's some illegal shit If it got something got to do with a funeral, or somebody died, we can't just come together and have fun and chill out like the Europeans. That's why the Europeans can go out there in the park, no cops around, they drinking their beer, they don't give a damn. We can't do that because they know it's some idiot in our circle. He want to test his gun out. He want to test his gun out. I mean, it's just how fucked up, man. I mean, we have fucked up people in all races. And I tell people that it's not about race no more. Get that out your mind. It ain't about black and white, none of that shit no more. It's us against them. God damn it, some of these white folks are niggers too. They looking at you. You a nigger too. Now they trying to figure out who rich and who poor.
Right. And who poor.
Shit. Yep. That's what it's about now. Who rich and who poor. That's they don't real. Give a damn who motherfucking black, white, Mexican, Chinese, or Jamaican. They don't give a damn about that shit no more. Nigga, they who rich and who poor, my man. Let's boil this shit down. And black folks need to wake up because we the main motherfuckers spend more money but don't own shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We don't own shit. Look, I ain't mad at niggas who got their little beauty shops, or you might have, you got a cassette record shop, or you do this on the side or whatever. Nigga, we need to get in that mainstream. We need to all come together so we can get on that mainstream and make major moves. Because that's what Walmart did. That's what Stan Walmart did. He got together with somebody and they made major moves, nigga. And now look, what the man is dead and he has stores all over the world.
Yeah.
Come on now. They giving us the blueprint of how to do it, but we don't, I hate to say this. Black folks curse, man. We curse. Until we get back to God, give our lives back to God and turn from our wicked ways. Nigga, you know you fucked up, nigga. Until you turn from that shit, man, this shit gonna be like this forever. Thermo. Black folks got to get themselves back to God, bro. We the crunkers, like you said. We go in, bro. We go in on little shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she said she don't like me. Bitch, what you mean you don't like me? Blah, 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 blah. Hell, we just go in like we just ready to die. And then when you get over there on that side, Well, ain't nobody told you about it. They tried to tell you about while you was alive. Now your ass is scared and fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know ain't no repeat. Ain't no repeat once your eyes close and it's over. It's over.
Yep.
So you got to get serious about some of this shit you do. You got to get serious about some of the way you talk. Because there's some fools out here. What about you meet up with the devil? That's why I'm careful, man. I'm careful. If I see a motherfucker driving crazy, I ain't trying to blow at that nigga. Ain't no telling what that nigga on.
Yeah.
Shit. Ain't no telling what's going on. They could have just lost his kid, lost his mama, snorted a whole line of heroin, nigga, or whatever. You sitting up there blowing at him. You stop that. Trying to be a citizen. Now you done got your head blown off.
Right.
It's so many stupid decisions that we make that cost us our life.
Yep.
And that's sad. That means that's a person with no knowledge. You don't see, you can't see when the shit finna happen that you need to pull away. Or you just got that much pride in you. I got to show these niggas, I ain't no hoe. I got to show this bitch, I ain't no hoe. And all that shit, man, fuck all that you who a hoe and all that shit, man.
Right. Let
that bitch ass shit go, man.
Man,
if a nigga really If back in the day, if a nigga really want to find out who a hoe, get in them boxing gloves, my nigga. Get in them boxing gloves, and we'll find out who the hoe. We'll find out who the hoe. And everybody gonna get to go home. Ain't nobody gotta face no charges and cases.
Right.
See, they took the fighting away because niggas don't know how to fight. Nigga know he's finna get mopped up. So he gonna go get a gun. Nigga, you know you gonna. So why are you barking? Why are you barking and you know you can't fight? Because he trying to show everybody he a real nigga. Well, I'm a real nigga. I pull the gun on a nigga. I shoot a nigga. Now watch this. This is I tell people this. I tell black folks this. Black youngsters. Right today, y'all so quick to pick up that goddamn gun and shoot your own folks down like dogs, my nigga. Down like dogs. Like, down like damn, we ain't had no purpose in life. You shoot them like that.
Right.
But, nigga, you scared. You scared the motherfucker to point a gun at that
Petty white Murphy,
man.
Too, man. Petty Murphy said he online. We going to get him on just a second, Petty. I'm going to get you on. Go ahead, Mike.
Scared than a motherfucker to point that gun at the European. But you're pointing at your own folks, shoot your own folks, nigga, kill them and make songs about it and taunt the mama, all that shit. Sometimes I'm like Charlie White on some of that shit he be saying, nigga, these are demons, nigga. These ain't no motherfucking regular people.
No, man.
What motherfucker gonna shoot your motherfucking son? Shoot your son, and he going to go out there on the graveyard where you buried your son and make a whole video. Nigga, you got me fucked up. That's why I be like, damn,
that's
man, what are these niggas from? Like, what are these niggas from? The graveyard got to be far from the hood. It got to be, bro. Because, nigga, ain't no way in the world. If you finna make a video, bro, you finna pull out your phone and tape this shit and make a whole video on my people's grave that you murdered. These are monsters, man.
Man.
That's why I tell people, man, they better wake up. Look at this shit in Chicago, famo. Look at this shit in Chicago. That shit out of control.
It's wild, man. It's wild out there.
Petty Murphy on too.
Yeah, I'm on here. What's going on, Big Mike? You speaking some truth, man.
What?
You speaking some truth. And fam, I'm gonna say this too, because what Big Mike said about us as black people need to come together. That's the same thing Tone G said a couple of weeks ago when we were on the air. We do need to come together, man. It's because there's just so much division amongst us, man. And we created it because we don't know how to basically coexist with one another. And it goes back to the slave days. Me and Famo, you know, we talked about this many times. The house nigga, the field nigga mentality. And then it goes down to what we're doing now. You know, Famo, I be seeing your posts. You know, people want to know, dog you, but you are the one that brought the Kansas to Oklahoma pipeline together. How would I know? I seen it. I was there when it happened. You know, Muskogee wants to talk bad about the mister, but the mister has done what he has done for Muskogee.
Yeah.
Do your research. It's the same thing with Wichita, Kansas when it comes to me. And what I experienced last year, and I said this, and Famo, you seen this, and I said this to some black people too. How the hell y'all going to sit there and let a white man sit there and attack a black man when we got so much going on, and y'all laughing at the shit? While the white man sitting there dissing me, lying on me, still lying on me because he lied to my attorney. That's why he's getting hit with a defamation lawsuit. That's why he's quiet now. You sick them attorneys on these bullies. They going to pipe down. They want to sit there and lie. And when you tell them, yo, and family, I told homeboy last year, look, mind the business that pays you. Otherwise, I'm going to cut your water off. He kept on. Thought it was a joke. Everybody wanted making a joke. But my black people, and this is people that we know, famo, you gonna sit there and let this happen? No, I don't mess with you no more. You'll come to me when you need something, and this is what I tell people. You can talk shit about somebody until you need something from them. Check your motherfucking self and check your motherfucking actions, because motherfuckers that y'all siding with, they're the same motherfuckers that will stab your ass in the back. They will smile in your face, take a picture with you, but little do you know when you're taking that picture, they got the knife behind your back. Pay attention to what's going on. I have paid attention to what I have seen. I look what's been around me. I always stay focused. I always keep my eyes open in the front and keep my eyes open in the back. Many people cannot be trusted these days, and it's also in our culture. We in our culture need to change everything. Like Big Mike said, the only time you see black people come together is at a funeral. I have been to so many funerals with my family members. That's the only time we can come together. We kick it after the funeral, and then we don't talk to each other until the next funeral happens years later. That has to stop.
Yeah.
What we need to bring back together is the structure. The structure of the black home. I keep telling everybody, I have what I have because of the values that my grandmother and my grandfather laid out. We were a black family. We all lived in one roof. Did not matter. We had structure. You know, there is no structure amongst the black family. There's no structure from the black culture. Whether it's what we're doing out in business, entertainment, nothing. Because every time you look up, there's a young rapper dead, either it's through gun violence or drugs. Or there's a rapper basically getting hit with RICO charges from the federal, and they're going by the music and the guns that they're portraying. These rappers need to stop portraying something that they're not. You see what Eminem did to Anthony Mackie in 8 Mile, found that he wasn't no thug, he was a scholar, and both of his parents had a real good marriage. I always put that out there. Quit faking the funk. Run your race. Don't try to be something that you're not. Because when you're trying to be something that you're not, you end up getting yourself in fucked up situations or end up dead. Just like Dirty E-Ray in Wichita, Kansas. I sent Famo that once a time because I found out on Sunday. This motherfucker always was bullying and motherfucking shit. He's a trash rapper. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Anytime you guys steal wishing a beat from Wishing Bell from Terrence Trent D'Arby to make a song and it's trash, and you kill a class of trash, you a trash-ass rapper. But this man, 47 years old, basically got mixed with some drugs, whatsoever, bad drug deal went bad. He killed somebody. He got shot, but now he's facing first-degree murder. Congratulations. Your life is over. But the shit that you talked about, people, the way that you bullied people and the way that you treated people, that's called karma. Karma is a bitch. And that's what people need to see sit there and realize. I pray for my enemies, and they always say, pray for your enemies because they'll end up in jail or dead. I don't wish ill will on nobody. But if you put yourself in the circumstances, don't cry wolf. You're the one that's responsible for you. And if you do the crime, you're going to do the time. You do the dirt, get ready to lie in it. And that's real-ass shit. Big Mike, you've been I was listening because I had to type in. You were preaching some real ass shit, and we really do need to come together. I see what you're doing. I read you want to come on the Petty Murphy Project page, and you follow, and I read every single day before I go to work what you be saying. You be preaching that truth. Thank you for following the Petty Murphy Project, and I see what Famo be talking about when he's putting it out there. What people need to understand, and they need to listen. Listen up. We are in the dying days of the last, we are in the last of our days. And what really pissed me the hell off, last Monday, when DeMar Hamlin was sitting on the football field, dying, people sitting there throwing out COVID-19 conspiracy theories and shit, while this man's mama is sitting in Cincinnati on the field wondering if her baby boy's going to live or die. Instead of basically sitting there saying prayers for DeMar Hamlin, because nobody's seen nothing like that. If you guys are old enough to remember, the last time I seen something like that was 1990. Hank Gathers. If everybody who don't remember who Hank Gathers is, that is the former Loyola Marymount basketball player. Hank Gathers died on the court after dunking a basketball, passed out, was dead. Heart ailment. Reggie Lewis in 1993. Yep. Fell out on the court. Heart ailment. He died 2 months later. That was during the NBA playoffs in 1993. But to see what happened to DeMar Hamlin last Monday night, and people saying that shit, I went the fuck off. After I saw Skip Bayless say that shit, was one chick going to sit there and say, oh, it's the COVID-19. So I was like, hold up, stop.
But I'm going to tell you what how I feel about it. I'm going to be real. This is how I really feel about it, right? Because, you know, I'm on my face. And this is how I feel about it. Only because it was a football player, NFL player, and it was on TV that people really show their concern about it. It's people that deal with heart situations every single day, and nobody says anything. That's how mentally trapped everybody is. And like I said, it's me being a heart patient, too. I really kind of took offense to a lot of that because it's like, oh, wow. So just because he's a football player and this situation happened on TV and he's an NFL star, now everybody got a heart and they so openly with the heart to show their concerns. But in certain heart groups on social media, Facebook, Instagram, all these, they got different heart groups, right, for heart patients and all this type of stuff. And you do not see the number of people in there showing any kind of compassion, any kind of love, any kind of anything. So what I would say is for everybody who felt some type of way about what they seen, turn the light bulb on and use that same type of compassion to the people that's out here dealing with this type of shit every single day. Take the fucking fake mask off and realize that the only time that you got up and did something or got up and felt that way or voiced that opinion was for an NFL player on TV.
Yeah.
But it's so many people out here from kids, from young ages, from 8 and up, 5 and up to adults that's going through heart problem situations. Nobody ever says anything.
I would say to the NFL,
hey, man, if that's what happened to him, I'm sorry it happened to him. But guess what? Him himself was not standing up and speaking against or speaking for the situations with heart patients out there. And I take that very serious because it's a lot of people out there, man, that has lost their life because of certain situations dealing with the heart and dealing with this type of stuff like he had. And it seems like, just with AIDS, it seems like it's always a sports figure that something can happen to, or it's always an entertainer, or it's always a famous person that something can happen to, and then all of a sudden everybody feels compassion for it. And it's a lie. It's just a lie, man.
And the reason why it's a lie is because
if it wasn't on, if it never would have happened, if that football player would have never did, if that would have never happened to him, nobody would be talking about that particular situation happening to anybody else. So it's like Femo was saying, that idol worshiping. That football player is a regular man. Just because he plays football, just because he got millions and he do all this, he's a regular man. And that situation right there, that situation right there should have opened up people's eyes so that they could see that everybody should get that same type of compassion. We're supposed to love our neighbor and this type of thing. I'm working on it. I'm still working on it in a lot of areas. We all are.
Mm-hmm.
But with that type of stuff like that, just like with the murders,
Everybody, Petty, I'm going to put you on hold real quick. You got some feedback coming in. Everybody with the murders, man, when a lot of the famous rappers get killed, right, everybody rushed. Everybody trying to research and trying to find out who killed this person and why they killed this person, why they killed this person, why they shoot this person. And they'll spend all this time talking about it, researching about it, telling their friends about it, pulling up YouTube videos about it, all the whole nine, right? But at the same time, in a lot of them people communities, in a lot of them people cities, it's people that's going missing. It's people that's kids that's being abducted, women that's being abducted, all this type of stuff, and they never put that same amount of energy into it at all. It's always because of somebody that got a public notoriety or that the public knows has fame. And what that does is make it seem like if you're not one of them, your life doesn't matter at much. If you're not one of them at the top, what you're going through, what you're struggling with, what you dealing with, the people in America don't give a fuck. Excuse my language, but that's how it is. Every time I see millions and thousands of football fans and basketball fans and all of these type of people that do this type of shit, I be like, where the hell is y'all at every single day when people need that type of motivation? When people have shut down and killed themselves because nobody was there to talk to them or nobody there was to even motivate them or even say, hey, I understand. But soon as one of these puppies that run a football or dribble a basketball or do these type of things, soon as something happened to one of them, everybody all boo-boo and woo-woo. That shit right there, that type of mindset right there, man, that shit keeps us weak. That keeps us weak, and they know it because they know we're not going to put that same energy into our own people. They know we're not going to put that same energy. Yeah, because it's a church out there. It's a hospital out there that I've always known about it, right? They help out kids and families of kids that go through, you know, like cancer and these type of situations. For all of the people that says that you were asked, well, if you care about this and you really care about that man's life, how much time have you really put into showing that care to that situation? And if the answer is none, or if the answer is only time when something like that happens, then you have been tricked. You have fell for the bait, and you have took the bait. And what it should do is it should start inspiring people, but this is what I haven't seen. I haven't seen that situation happen, and then because of old media, and because of what's trained up to debate, I haven't seen people started showing awareness to people that have similar conditions. See, this is an opportunity to use. We use that right there, man, to inspire people to start bringing some recognition, shedding some light on people who have similar conditions like he do.
Thank you.
But that's not how the majority... Yeah, that's not how the majority ran with it. How the majority ran with go ahead, go ahead. Uh-oh, hold on, Big Mike. I actually put you on mute. I'm going to bring you back on. You on there, Big Mike?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. You good?
They made a whole show about it. It say American what? Idol. They made a whole show about it, so... When you see, you see this every day in your neighborhood, but when you see, like you said, one of these celebrities having one of them, it's like you get sentimental, like you know that person.
Right. You and people always say, oh, man, well, it's because they inspired me. If it's an artist or a rapper, oh, man, it's because they music, man, the things they were saying in their music inspired me. Yeah, that means you ain't sat down and talked to some people that's right next to you, some people that's right there close to you, probably even in your family,
man,
that can say something inspire you in the same type of way.
Yeah, you ain't said nothing to your motherfucking cousin, nigga, since your auntie died, nigga. But now you want to feel all sentimental because this nigga got hurt and shit.
Yeah.
Right. And here's the point I was making. because what people didn't see the play, we all play football, fam. I know you play football. I play football. What that play was, it's known as comatose colitis. What it is that when you have a direct hit to the heart, you will go in cardiac arrest. So he never had any heart helmet whatsoever. What it was is that when people are sitting there talking COVID-19 and all this, it's like, no, shut the fuck up. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop throwing up conspiracy theories. Just pray for that young man to get a...
I'm gonna say that when I heard that, fam, I started looking into it. I was like, damn, why they saying COVID-19? Like, so I didn't know this. This is what I didn't know. But by me looking and going to search, I was like, damn, I didn't know that. Man, don't you know 90% of them players is vaccinated?
Yeah, they had to get vaccinated.
They all vaccinated.
They had to. Yeah. Yeah.
They attached the vaccination to their bag. Oh, you want this bag?
Yeah.
You want this money? Well, get this vaccination.
Now
they got report that the only person that they talking about that's not vaccinated in the sport is Kyrie Irving.
Of course.
Say he was the only person that said, I'm not finna let y'all put that poison in my body. And what he do? What they do? They got mad at him. You're gonna sit out games and all that. So what he do? He didn't go bitch up and go crying. That nigga still stood up. And then after you stand up for so long, the truth gotta shine. It's just like the sun.
Right.
You see him playing, don't you?
Mm-hmm. He lost his Nike deal on the shoe thing, but you know. And I have to tell people everyone blew that thing with him proportion that with him talking about the movie about the Jews being black. They blew out of proportion.
Right. What they did was,
and don't get me wrong, Kanye's taught some truth out whatsoever, but Kanye's an asshole. We know that. And, you know, everything that Kanye says, he tells the truth. But Kanye, the whole situation that when we start speaking the truth, that's when people want to know basically want to come out, it's wanting to cancel you and shit. Like I said, last year, I spoke my motherfucking truth. That motherfuckers wanted to cancel me. And guess what? I ain't canceled. I'm not canceled because, as you see, I'm still growing. Like I told these motherfuckers, what you did by talking shit on me, you made me more famous. So the best way to do to know if you don't want, it's like what Ludacris said, If you met him on top, then wish me gone. And if you met him on the road, then wish me home. And if you met it, I'm right, punk, wish me wrong. But after your three wishes, blow that ass.
Yeah.
They hate when you speak that truth.
My whole thing too, man, because I gotta, when you play football, right, and you play the NFL, it's a contact sport. Sure enough, man, you don't want to see nobody really get hurt. But if you don't want to get hurt, then you got to go do pool or bowling or something like that. These guys, they train all their life to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And just like with boxing, it's a contact sport, right? People train their whole life to do this. So soon as somebody get hurt, We start feeling sorry in that because that's in our nature and we care and we do all of this.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, it's a whole lot of other people that need that same motivation, that same inspiration, that same little nudge, that same care in the world, and we won't give it to them. Right, we'll drive past, we'll see them on the side of the road with their lights flashing.
The reason why DeMar Hamlin is getting so much publicity outside of the injury, it was the toy drive. You know, he said over $10 million in the toy drive, and all he was doing for the toy drive was $2,500. It was the toy drive that really made the story really go where it was at, where it's at right now.
Yeah.
Now, you know, one thing that he did say when he woke up was, did we win? And the doctor said, you won the game of life. This is what people need to realize, especially our people. Wake up.
With
Your life can be ended anytime.
Yeah, that man who was playing football and that happened to because he's on football, he's on NFL, he's getting paid, you know, all of this good stuff. Like you said, with people's eyes, what I would add to that too is to see that he's just a man.
He's just a man. Like Sammo, you
he's
said
he's just a man, just like
twice.
any of us.
You died twice.
Just like any of us. Yeah.
You just
actually four times.
But you know what? Four times.
Yeah.
No,
what? You know what's gonna be crazy though? I wanna see the outcome of it. Is he gonna get back on that field?
Yeah, me too.
Oh no, he ain't getting back on that field.
I don't think he's gonna go. I don't think he's gonna get back. Yeah, I wouldn't either. I don't think he'll go. That'd be it.
I wouldn't either.
And I'm pretty
that's
sure
a risk.
You
that's
know they'll work out. I'm pretty sure they'll work out, you know, like a nice package for him. You know what I mean?
He's already here for life just for not playing. He said for life. But the thing that we need to tell people, our people, and Big Mike, you're right. Black people, shut the fuck up and come together.
That's it.
Shut the fuck up and come together on everything. Like Tone G said right after Christmas. With Black Wall Street, everybody had put in what they had in to build something.
We
can all come together. And by the way, I think I told the Mister on this, there is Black and Mild that put this out there. There's more truth to the Black Wall Street than just Tulsa, Oklahoma. A lot of cities in Oklahoma towards Texas was the Black Wall Street as well. There's a story behind that shit. And I read up on it. A lot of stories in Oklahoma that people are not reading up on it. But if we can come together, take all of our resources and all of our knowledge, put our money together, we are, what people don't understand with Black people when it comes to this country, we are the fucking majority. But the shit that we be doing, all the extracurricular shit, makes us the minority. That's why we get treated the way that we get treated.
Why? Because, see, we try to come together with people that ain't meant to be there. See, that's the thing. We try to put in everybody as we can, but see, everybody dealing with their own stuff, everybody where they at in their own life, and some people really ain't the ones that should be inside of that. Just like this, like it could be a whole neighborhood, right? That's being built. And we built this big neighborhood, man, with all these houses and all of that. Now, here's the thing about it. Everybody, and we would want to put everybody in there, but everybody ain't meant for that blessing. Everybody ain't meant for that blessing. See, people got to walk their own one. This is what I've learned in my life. Just me. Might be wrong or whatever. But I know personally, I have hindered myself a lot in life because I've always did exactly that. I've always put people that probably wasn't meant to be in certain situations or certain energies, these type of things in there when they wasn't meant to be. And I think that's key. I think the reason why our people, well, we can't really come together like that, like we all speak of, is because It's the people that we trying to pull together. It got to be people who are meant to be there. You know what I mean? If we put people that's not meant to be there, it's not going to hurt and it's not going to help. But it's hard to try to find out that right there who's meant to be there and who's not, because you got a lot of snakes and these type of things out there. But it's so much now that the respect for people and their knowledge and what they know, you know, now where it is a younger guy, right, can tell one of us something about life. And we are supposed to sit there like a child in the school in fifth grade and listen to this younger guy tell us about life that hasn't been through not even 5% of what we done been through in life. And see, that's where they didn't got it at. And what that does is a reverse of respect. And that's where it starts eliminating respect, though. But that's because we can put in certain people in positions of leaders that then gave off all of this and allowed all of this to circulate and all of this to go on without coming in and doing certain things. But it's never too late. But let me touch on the stars real quick too, man, because I love ruffling people feathers when it comes about these stars, man. One of my things, which is funny to me, this is super funny to me, I love seeing when stars get cheated on, or when something happened to them, or these type of things, not because of the situation that happens to them, right? Because I love watching how many people will have a heart for these people or get angry at these people because of something they done. And at the same time, it's always somebody on a public scale that's out there that's going through something, and you never see a million comments, 600 comments, a million views, a million likes. You never see people that even in me, you never see nobody say anything. So with me, I don't really care about the NFL, NBA, none of that shit no more. I used to when I was younger, but as I started getting older, man, it just don't do it for me like it used to. Now, college is, I ain't let go of that. I ain't going to let go of college. But it just don't, for me, it just don't move me like that. Mm-hmm. But then once you start seeing how many people it do move, and how many people that do throw the rose petals out for, okay, like Cuba Gooding Jr. came to Muskogee a couple of days ago, right? Because of the Tuskegee Airmen. And if everybody do know, I am related to Bass Reeves. And I think Cuba Gooding Jr. had a Bass Reeves shirt on. Now, my whole thing, I ain't saying nothing. Cuba Gooding Jr., cool, bro. I like him. Cool actor. All that type of thing. And he did exactly what an actor does. Act. Right? Because Cuba Gooding Jr. don't come to Muskogee. Cuba Gooding Jr. don't come around here doing anything in Muskogee with any kind of black history. So I'm glad he came, and I'm glad he did that. But to put him on a pedestal like he came here to do something, he came to Muskogee because they had shot a movie, clips of a movie, of the Tuskegee Airmen movie at Davis Field. I know this because I worked there. I was taking care of the airport ground, so I was the one that was helping them move certain props in and out, hangers and stuff. But my thing is this, there go that idol. Just because he was a movie star and he appeared in the movie about black history, that man ain't didn't know. We will honor Cuba Gooding Jr. here in Muskogee more than the black people paved the way for us here in Muskogee. And that's the problem I have with all famous people, because they never ever take the time to be like, hey, check this out, and then kick out some people from wherever they going to. Hey, what about this person, man? I'm just this. Y'all need to be. They don't ever do that. So it's, to me, it's still they like that fame, they like that attention, they like that awareness. Of course, we know this, but at the same time, when you realize certain shit, it's like, damn. So my people will rather salute Cuba Gooding Jr. than a brother or sister that's in their neighborhood or that's in their community, that's working, grinding, doing whatever they doing, no matter if it's fast food or whatever. They won't even do that at all. I'm just using Cuba Gooding Jr. because he came here as a reference. Like I said, I like Cuba Gooding Jr. I like him as an actor, man. I met him. We got to meet when they first did the movie. We got to meet all of them. Him, Malcolm Jamal, Warner, Lawrence Fishburne, Alan Payne. We got to meet all of them, man, up in Muskogee High in the library. But the thing about it is, where these people go? I ain't heard about these people coming to Muskogee since. And if it had not been for playing a role in a movie, they would have never came to Muskogee. But since they did, you know, we were thankful. I guess they thankful, appreciative, and it was a pretty cool thing, you know, because he's a movie star. But that's crazy because you got people right here in the city, and this goes for everybody's city because this goes on. You got people right there in the city that's working, making moves inside those cities, and that person or those people will never get that same kind of welcoming. that's why me, a lot of people get mad at me because I'm vocal with mine. I can't follow follow nothing like that. I can't follow that type of leader. I can't follow that type of mindset. I can't follow that type of plan. Can't follow that type of energy because I know it's just going to be in a circle and eventually it's going to crash and burn. Why? Because we'll rather honor a guy like, say, Cuba Gooding Jr., who really ain't did nothing in Muskogee. You know what I mean? Davis Field is really actually on the outskirts of Muskogee, whatever. But, you know, came to Muskogee, shot the little movie clips, came to Muskogee High. You know, they came to the Black, the Black Arts Festival or something like that. You know, did all of that, but ain't never been back, ain't never came to do nothing here, ain't came to talk to the kids, came to do nothing that. Just because he come back, and the only reason why he came back is because they were showing the Tuskegee Airmen downtown at the movie theater. Ding! He wasn't here the day before that. He wasn't here the week before that. He wasn't here the week before that. He wasn't here the week before that. He wasn't here last year. He wasn't here the year before that. Only reason why he came is because they aired that movie there at that theater. So I just don't see what the excitement is about any of these stars. Other than, hey, they good at what they do. That's their profession. Salute to them. Wish them all the success. But to honor these people when we don't know these people and these people don't do anything for our community, and then it's people in our community that's valuable, and we treat them like shit. So that's why I'm real tough, man, when it comes to superstars, rappers, sports entertainers, type of things, man, because at some point in time, you could take NFL away. You could take the NBA away. You could take movies away. You could take all of that shit away, man, that's in that limelight, right? And guess what? The world will still go on and thrive. Still go on and thrive. But we treat it as if that does happen, the world will stop. And I wonder, and I see why some artists, not all, are the way they are. Because now artists feel like they're more important than the people that's coming through the door. Well, why do they feel this type of way? Look what they're being seen. Look what they're being shown. Look at the system and the game that's being fed to them every single day. A superstar's life in the majority's eyes is more important than either one of us because we ain't no superstar. So their life is more important than ours. I see why rappers act the way they act, even on the local level. Because, hell, that's what they see. That's what they being fed. Go ahead, Mike. Y'all go ahead. Before we get out of here,
I asked my I got this thing I'll be looking at. His name is Dr. Carl Anderson, I think, something like that. Anderson, and he said it's not your money. He telling black folks it's not your money, it's a cult. He said people, black folks don't come up and together because we don't move as a team. As a unit. So we got to start moving as a unit. We got to start moving as a team. And as that Cuba Jr., man, it's just another sign of deception. You know what I'm saying? That's deception. They do that to get votes. Oh, look, we down with him. Man. And we be sitting back wondering, why the hell are we honoring this nigga? Like, where this nigga come from?
He has a Baz Reeves shirt on. But he do movies. Have you ever wrote a Baz movies? Dog Reeves movie, dog? Matter of fact, when they was making the Baz Reeves movie, did Cuba Gooding Jr. even have anything to do with it? Did he endorse it? Did he sponsor it? Did he help promote it? Did he help push it? But you came to Muskogee, Oklahoma. You came to Muskogee, Oklahoma. And you went to Max.
They put that nigga on a...
Right?
They put him on a Baz Reeves like shirt on.
I feel like that was disrespectful.
He done paved the way for Muskogee.
Yeah, like you just been like you just really care. If you really care about Baz Reeves, dog, when have you publicly used your platform to speak about that shit, man? See, that's them Hollywood people don't understand. When you start coming to these towns like this, you know what I mean? It got family history rich and deep here, right? Matter of fact, when they premiered the movie that they made for Bass Reeves, all my family was there. I don't remember none of them saying Cuba Gooding Jr. was there. See, that's how I said we can get real with it because my family was there. My family was at the movie premiere before they showed it to everybody else. My family got to go see it in Tulsa, Oklahoma first, right? I was still in Kansas, but Cuba Gooding Jr. wasn't there. But then you come to Muskogee with a Baz Reeves shirt on, but you don't. That's all you, man. Come on, man. That's that fake shit, man. That's what them superstars do. Man. They do that.
Like
yeah,
I said,
so when he come out with
like
another
said,
movie,
yo.
He got more people in Muskogee that's gonna go check it out. That's all that was.
Right.
Get the hell
instead
out
of basically
here.
Following somebody in your own city, doing the same thing, making changes and everything else too, trying to create change and everything else too. Nah, y'all don't do that. Y'all follow the trend. Like Wichita yesterday basically put the fuck out over Mr. Beast. First of all, I ain't heard the fuck who the fuck know Mr. Beast. This is like, who the fuck is this nigga? Some porn star ass motherfucker? No, it's a white dude. And everybody's all up on him and shit. But people like Devon Bray, who's making hit movies, trending worldwide.
Yeah.
Y'all shit on this man.
Shout out to Bray. Yeah, but
shout out to Bray. Y'all shit on his man. So when a superstar fucking comes to your fucking city.
They get ready to cut us off. They might know how they do us. They know how they do it. I heard a little beep a little bit. So big shout out to Petty Murphy. Hey, Big Mike, man, you already know what it is, Femo. Hey, if anybody missed anything, y'all can go hit the replay, man. Make sure you go follow us on Femo Nation Forever Radio, blueberry.net. You dig? Till next time, baby.